When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comment made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the County Council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. The council shall accept and consider written comments only from the public on the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation to County Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the Planning and Zoning Commission's issuance of its recommendation. This does not preclude the County Council from requesting additional information otherwise permitted. Mr. President, we have two hearings today, and the first hearing is for conditional use number 2177 filed on behalf of Ingrid Hopkins. Ms. Cornwell?
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an events venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 5 acres, more or less, lying on the north side of Fisher Road, approximately 0.45 and 0.76 mile west of Beaver Dam Road. The tax parcels are a portion of District 334, Map 10, Parcel 53, and portion of parcel District 334, Map 10, Parcel 55. The 911 address is 30249 Fisher Road, Lewis. Staff note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on June 27th of this year. At that time, a number of items were submitted into the record. They also deferred for further consideration. At their July 18th meeting, they did recommend approval for the conditional use for reasons 1 through 9 and conditions 10A through E. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If none, the applicant, you may come forward and give us your name and address, please.
Hi, Ingrid Hopkins, 30249 Fisher Road, Lewis.
Okay. And why don't you explain your application to council and why they should act favorably?
So thank you for the opportunity to be able to grow my business, create and grow my business on my family's working dairy farm. The agritourism crossover with ag production has been, you know, we've been treading through it and going through all the application processes, and it's going really well. We have in no way altered or affected the day-to-day dairy operations or the crop productions while my business continues to grow. And so I'm very grateful for that. This is all ag-preserved land, so it's a perfect opportunity for business to grow, families to grow, and sustain for long periods of time. And it's really going well. The other thing of note, we have not built any new structures for this business. We have repurposed all of the old historic barns, and we will continue to do so. We have no plants. Everything's on irrigation, so we can't put anything new up. Repurposing the old buildings and not affecting the day-to-day working dairy is a real draw for people, and we'll continue to do so.
Okay. Any questions from the council?
I got Mr. Burton.
Yeah.
No, sir.
I noticed that one of the conditions from County Council is no parking shall be permitted on or nearby county roads.
From planning and zoning.
But is that the 5 acres right there that you're...
So the pond is basically central to where the ceremonies are. And then when you... everything west of that, correct, that's parking there. That is the venue, the barns that you see there. And the grassland, that is exactly right there, that's parking.
But I just...
Are you looking for setback distance?
I just think that's so vague. That,
so nothing on the south side of Fisher Road. The venue parking is all once they turn off of the road and they park, nobody has to cross a road again. And that was acceptable to the DLDOT study.
They just wanted to make sure that if there was parking, it wasn't going to be on the road.
Oh, yeah.
That's the condition. The condition just states that there shouldn't be any parking on the county road.
No parking shall be permitted on or nearby county roads.
Or on any nearby county road. So it's talking about no parking on the county roads.
Okay. And then are we doing away with flying planes there or what?
No, just east of that, where that little half moon is, the flyboys are still there and they are my parking attendants every weekend. They're wonderful.
Okay.
But they don't fly 4 o'clock on Saturdays.
Okay.
Great. I have no further questions.
Any other questions?
More questions.
Okay. Did you have anything else to add?
No.
Okay. You can have a seat right there. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here today that would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Mr. President, seeing none, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We will close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an events venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 5.0 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 9 and the conditions 10A through E.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
I'll
second. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Burton.
My motion is in favor of conditional use number 2177 for the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley.
I also vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson.
I also vote on the planning and zoning approved.
I also agree with planning and zoning's reasons and conditions. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay.
Next.
Next matter, Mr. President, is change of zone number 1883 on behalf of OA-BP Marina Bay Lakeside LLC. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to an MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to amend conditions of approval of change of zone number 1475, ordinance 1573, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 787.787 acres, more or less, lying on the south end of Bay Farm Road and the south end of Trinity Road. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 30, parcels 1 through 430. The 911 addresses are not available. Staff would note the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on June 27th of this year. At that time, items were submitted into the record. They deferred for further consideration at their July 18th meeting. They did recommend approval of the change for reasons 1 through 6. Staff would note what they're looking to do is just reduce the overall number of units for the RPC and change the housing types within the RPC. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Crouch.
For the record, Rick Gardner with Davis Bone and Rendell.
Sorry about that.
That's fine. Zach's hobbled with a blown Achilles that just got operated on last Friday, so I get to have the pleasure of coming before you this afternoon. Our request is very simple in that the peninsula in the Indian River Bay was originally approved in 2002, and as Ms. Cornwell mentioned, we're requesting to amend condition number one that currently reads, the maximum number of units shall not exceed 1,404 units, comprised of 323 single-family lots, 378 single-family detached condominiums, 325 single-family attached townhouses, and 378 multifamily units. And we're asking the condition to be amended so that the maximum number of units shall not exceed 1,394 units, so there's a reduction of 10 units, comprised as 358 single-family lots, which is an increase of 35 single-family lots, 388 single-family detached condominiums, that's an increase of 10 single-family detached units, 270 single-family attached townhouses, so that would be a reduction of 55 townhouses, and 378 multifamily units, so there would be no change in the multifamily units. And basically the request is what they found is, you know, market changes in the market back in 2002 was thought to be one way. And currently they're finding more single family units are wanted, desired by those that want to move the community. And so hence that's the request this afternoon is to revise the total number of units, again, which is a reduction, and just reallocate the numbers to increase the single family units. With that, also have John Horner and Greg DeBias of the applicants, if there's any specific questions for them. And on that, that's all I have, subject to any questions that you all may have.
Question to council? Question to council?
I had one question, but you just answered it.
Okay.
That's good.
It's just a trend change.
Just a trend change, yes, sir.
Okay.
More questions to council? Okay.
Do you have anything else to add?
No, sir.
Okay. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone who'd like to speak in opposition to this application, sir?
Good afternoon. Thank you for allowing me to address the County Council. My name is Stephen Doolin. I'm a resident and have been a resident in the peninsula, buying a first built property in 2008. And I object to the declarance request, or I'm opposed to it, simply because I and many other people bought into the peninsula with the idea that there would be 1,404 units in there to support the cost of all general maintenance and upkeep. Unfortunately, the division that housing development that I bought into basically carried the load of the peninsula for about 8 years, with only about 10% of the property space, paid 40% of the dues costs to maintain that property because the build out was not going very well, and and most of the condominium owners own most of the properties, but had the fewest number of spaces, whereas all the other homeowners with the larger homes, they would put all those expenses in one bucket and divide it up to everybody. So for 10 years, we condo owners paid that. So basically, I'm saying that I bought into 1,404 units, and that's what I want to see built there, among a number of other things, and I could go deeper on this if we further drill down. But for the sake of time, that's where I am at this moment, and request that the council not approve that unless other certain conditions were met and stipulations. And I'll add one more thing. I wasn't able to make the planning and zoning on the meeting. Otherwise, I'd have put my objection up prior to that. Had some physical issues.
Are you okay?
I have a little AFib problem going. Just hold on. I think I can handle this.
You want to get a medic just in case? Please.
The number of 1,334 units was brought up and discussed before that meeting as a further reduction down the line. So this is a chip away issue by the declarant, which cost the homeowners money. Some of the people, the late people in there, maybe want to reduce the numbers. They don't like too many people coming in. That might be the case. But the incentive to buy, the inducements to buy in the peninsula are legacy, and some of them that did not happen, which cost many people a lot of money. Me, in my case, about $500,000. And a number of cases of other people, a lot of other money as well. So I would encourage the council to study this further before making any decision, and allow for the declarant to build out as specified, unless other conditions that could be brought forward by the residents were met. And that's my point. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have any of this in writing?
Pardon me?
Any of these promises aren't in writing?
I'm sorry.
Any of the promises that you promised by how many buildings built there, do you have that in writing?
Well, all members are forced to be a dues-paying member to a clubhouse and club, which wasn't built for 8 years after it was promised to be built. You, this august body, stated, in, as a matter of fact, in record a number of times, we're not going to allow that clubhouse not to be built for another day. Well, that was three or four times that was put off. And each time, you and members of the HOA and the ruling body of the peninsula stated, that's costing these people a lot of money. And it did cost a lot of money. People were not able to sell properties. They were trapped. They weren't able to get out of their properties. Property values were depressed because the declarant and builder, the current declarant and then builder, Ocean Atlantic and Preston Shell, had sold at absolute auction about five dozen units of the condos at 30 cents on the dollar, months after people paid top dollar. And I'm talking about $900,000 condos that just last week went for $412,000, totally furnished. So how do you think those people are doing today? They're still, this is, and the real estate market, according to the marketing arm of Ocean Atlantic and Shell Brothers, states it is totally rebounded from the 2006 high and then the bottom. Well, the bottom dropped out of these people's properties because Preston Shell and Ocean Atlantic had to get rid of their dead wood. Why? I suspect because they owed Wilmington Trust a lot of money in a note they couldn't meet because they didn't have the liquidity to back that loan. And that can be found in the fraud case of the Wilmington Trust versus the United States, where the bank was convicted of fraud. Preston Shell went back to that bank and had those notes written down. Part of that deal, I think, was to get rid of any non-performing assets. Those non-performing assets were a number of properties that Ocean Atlantic owned in that community. and it buried those homeowners. And to this day, even though Ocean Atlantic Realtor and Sosby says the Sussex County, Delaware Shore area properties have rebounded totally, these homes are 50% down, they're 50 cents on the dollar. And so that's the other objection. And that's another part of the deep-rooted, those things, the clubhouse, those condos. And now they want to continue to bite away at the number of units that are going in there and, quite frankly, change the makeup. In the meeting at Planning and Zoning, it was brought up that multi-unit garden-style family condominiums would not sell. And Wells Fargo, who owns that deed on that property right now, and may want to transfer that to Ocean Atlantic for the build-out, is the statement was made in that zoning meeting that those condos won't sell, so they don't want to build them. And they don't want to build them for they won't sell because the bottom did drop out of it. And now, sitting right next to the sanctuary, which Wells Fargo, doing business as Redus, R-E-D-U-S, in the peninsula, they sit right next to $1.5 to $2.5 million homes on 1/4-acre lots. And they're saying the condo won't sell? It'll sell, but it won't sell at the price that Preston, Shell, Ocean Atlantic, and Wells Fargo want to get now. Why? Because they crushed the market when they had the absolute auction. They literally sold at 30 cents on the dollar. That's a matter of record. You can go right to the closings in the county and you'll see it. I have all that documentation. And I could go on, but I would take a lot of time. So I'm asking that this be deeply considered and rejected unless the declarant will come back with either Wilmington Trust M&T, who probably cut that deal, and there is a letter out to the U.S. Attorney's Office to look into that right now, to write down those property values, unless those property values are underwritten, to bring them back up to a value equal to what those people paid for them in 2008, or just have them made good on that value. Simple matter to underwrite that property. I might add that a number of those homeowners ask for not months but years to meet with Preston Shell to develop methods and ways or possibilities and that these homes and their values could be brought back to something acceptable. And every opportunity it was turned down. Matter of fact, Tom Tipton, the COO of Ocean Atlantic, said, and I have that in a recorded message he left me on my phone, there's no reason to meet with Windswept and 18th on the Bay owners. And that was it, basically. And it was in a kind manner. He said, we haven't made plans yet on 18th on the Bay or Windswept, so it doesn't make our 18th on the Bay, so it doesn't make any sense to meet with you. But it did make sense. We were trying to find a way out, and we couldn't find a way out. Anyhow, there were 160 people originally, and I'll get off this, that originally bought in there. It's like Pickett's charge at Gettysburg. There's a few bodies left out there, and I'm one of them. Most of them went to foreclosure or sheriff sales in those two communities. There's probably about half left. Every year since 2014, when Preston Shell and Ocean Atlantic took over as the declarant, there have been more resales of this community, the Windswept community, than all other nine communities combined. They've led the year in resales, either through foreclosures or share sales. Why? Because they were trapped. They couldn't get out. They either had to let it go to the bank. You had high HOA costs, high condominium fees. You had a club that they said they promised to build you in 2008 when we had 350 members. That club wasn't built until 2016 and cost these people all kinds of money because why? Another reason people coming and buying didn't have the clubhouse, and even you said, you don't have that clubhouse, you're costing these people a lot of money. Well, guess what? They couldn't sell their properties. They couldn't get out. Now, unless they sold it at 30, 40, 50 cents on the dollar. So they were broke. I have letters that make statements from people that are that would tear your heart out. You know, my wife was sick. I couldn't drop out of the club. I went to turn my resignation, and they said, you can't, you can turn your resignation in, but you still have to pay your dues, your minimum, because until you sell your property. Well, how can I sell my property? It's 30 cents, 40 cents on the dollar. What am I going to do? So they were trapped. And this goes on and on. I mean, I have a letter going out to you, each one of the members here in planning and zoning. That's after the U.S. Attorney's Office digested. But I would ask that you put this on hold and not approve this until the declarant comes in to have some kind of a meeting with these members at Winsup and 18th on a Bay in a manner that discusses possibilities of bringing their property values up before anything is done to change out the makeup of the units. The other 11, there's supposed to be 11 more condominium buildings going in. They're looking not to do that, I can tell you right now. That's something that's not even in their plans. They want to wipe that out, put in custom-built home sites, because they can't make money on those condominiums. And the reason is they tore the bottom out of the market with that auction in 2010-2011. And with that, my heart's a little rapid, and I have to sit down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
These gentlemen here, check out.
Yeah, I'm a little late, Phil.
Okay, is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. We'll close public record. We'll close public record. Read a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district,
Vacation does it.
That's right. It does. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to a MRRPC medium density residential district plan community to amend conditions of approval of change of zone number 1475, ordinance number 1573. For a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 787.787 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning zoning number 1 through 6.
Pleasure, council.
I make a motion we defer it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
No.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
I'll motion to defer.
I'll vote yes also. It's good. Let's see, deferred. Okay. Let's back up on the agenda to introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Yes.
We deferred.
Yes.
It was deferred.
Let me ask you this.
Glenn, you've got to keep up with things.
Do we have to give a timeline?
No.
No.
There was one no vote, Mr. Riley.
Okay, I have five proposed ordinances, okay. Mr. President. The first one is an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to allow for amendments to conditions of approval for conditional use number 2127, that's ordinance number 2600, to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 25.60 acres, more or less. That's in Mr. Hudson's district.
I'll introduce it. I was going to do things at one time.
The next one's Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily, that's 62 duplex units, to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 13.33 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce. Mr. Riley introduces it.
The next one is also Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 13.33 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce. Mr. Riley introduces it.
Next one's Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.97 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. Mr. Burton introduces it.
And the last one is also in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a HI1 heavy industrial district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 67.31 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. Burton introduced it.
That's all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments.
Well, I just want to make a
Mr. Wilson.
Make a note here. My granddaughter won first place in Dollar State Fair.
Or
won the blue ribbon up there for a steer.
For a steer. All right.
Steer, right? I guess if we're telling steer, we won't know what it was.
That's right.
I might be a tomato, who knows?
Did you help train her to do that?
I was gonna train her, Mr.
You trained her.
And by the way came out my pasture.
There you go.
If we're announcing fair results, the Riley family and the Lawson family competed in the dairy goat competition, and I think each family came away with a grand champion. So,
other words, he got his goat.
I got his goat, and he got my goat.
any more council member comments?
That's the guy.
Council member comments. Okay, motion to adjourn.
I move.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? Thank you both, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will get those.